A teacher with giant prosthetic breasts was placed on leave. A man who calls himself Dolphin Dave is in trouble for harassing the whales. And ISIS women are accused of turning teenage boys into a human stud farm. These are the weird stories for Thursday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. I have three weird news stories from all around the world, and I'm happy to deliver these to you as best I can. A teacher has been placed on leave after parents criticized some large breasts. This is a story out of Canada. A teacher has reportedly been placed on leave after months of criticism from parents about her size Z prosthetic breasts. So I'm looking at a photo. I've never seen size Z breasts before. These look very prosthetic. They look very fake. And the photo appears to be a biological male. I'm not going to lie. It looks like a guy in a wig as well. So let's unpack this here. Maybe there's a lot more going on than just the prosthetic breasts. I don't know why you'd want to wear breasts this size. They seem a little cumbersome, to be honest with you. He definitely can't see his feet. She can't see his feet. Whatever the identification is here, I don't know. We need to learn more before I get canceled. Okay, so we have Kayla Lemieux, an industrial arts teacher at the Oakville Trafalgar High School in Ontario, Canada, eh? Ooh, in Canada, eh? With the prosthetic breasts, eh? Now, Kayla was reportedly photographed by a newspaper outside of school, dressed as a man and without the prosthetics. Okay, so Kayla is... at school, has large breasts. Outside of school, no, I should say, at school, a woman with large breasts. Outside of school, possibly a man with no breasts. Right. The teacher has maintained that it was not her in the photograph. The breasts are real. These breasts aren't real, dude. Come on. Anyone who can look at this photo can tell that these breasts aren't real. I mean, okay. Miss Lemieux has said she suffers from a rare condition called gigantomastia and that she was born intersex rather than being transgender. We're supposed to believe you were born with these breasts. Gigantomastia. I've never heard of this. I mean, I want to learn. I've heard of intersex. It's on that list of genders. There's 94 genders, by the way. We all learned a few episodes ago. We're also learning that apparently breasts can go up to size Z. I didn't know that either. Does it go any further than Z? Double Z? Triple Z? Where does it end? I feel horrible for anyone with size Z breasts, whether they're prosthetic or otherwise. They just seem like they're in the way. They're really going to take you down. I mean, the bad back you're going to have from size Z breasts, I mean, this is calling for a breast reduction if they're real. Now, it says here the National Institutes of Health recognize this condition, gigantomastia. It's a rare condition characterized by excessive breast growth. It seems to me like you would have to have that to have size Z breasts. But I doubt that these are real, man. In the wake of the picture being published, a spokesperson for the Halton District School Board in Ontario told Ontario, did I say that correctly? I think I screwed that up. I apologize. Take two. Ontario. Nailed it. No, wait. Hold on. Take three. Ontario, eh? Nailed it. Okay, so here's a quote from the school board. While not currently on an active assignment, this teacher remains employed. I guess until the controversy gets settled, this teacher's going to be on the payroll but not allowed into the classroom. I would imagine this is distracting if your teacher is a man in a wig with size Z prosthetic breasts. Yeah, I'm not saying that's what's going on, but if it is what's going on, that's extremely distracting. So the controversy around the teacher began last year when it emerged she was teaching classes in a wig and then a very tight shirt showing Z-cup breasts with protruding nipples. Yeah, the shirt is very tight, but when your breasts are this large, I mean, I'd imagine it's difficult to find a shirt that wouldn't be tight, to be honest with you. They look so fake, man. Look at the photo. Come on. Now, this ensuing mega breast saga led to some heated board meetings at which parents complained that his or her appearance, the teacher, was inappropriate for the children. They also claimed there were bomb threats at the school over this. My goodness, imagine a bomb threat over size Z breasts on a teacher in a wig. Ugh. Well, I mean, any situation that calls into question the safety of the children, you have to address immediately. And if you have to, you know, remove whatever is targeting a bomb threat, I mean, you have to consider that. Well, I mean, it's the safety of the children over everything. I maintain that. Now, it says last month, the New York Post photographed what they claim is Miss Lemieux dressed as a man without the breasts walking down the street. I'm looking at a photo. Can't tell from the pictures that it's the same person because the original photo of the breasts, there's glasses and a huge wig. It could be him. I mean, we have more than one source claiming that they have a photo of the man, you know, or I should say that Miss Lemieux dressed as a man without the breasts. Now, the teacher denies that the photo is them and has told the media that she began hormone replacement therapy in 2021 and was, quote, in transition. However, she claims she was, quote, not a transgendered person, having been born, quote, intersex. All right. I don't know how to unpack all of this. I need help. All right. Well, what do the students at the school think of all of this? They interviewed someone named Hadian, who's a pupil, who told the media there should be a dress code for teachers because students at that school have a strict dress code. And this student thinks the teachers should as well. That's a good argument. But I mean, despite, I don't think a dress code is going to cover up these mega delicious breasts, to be honest with you. They're too big, man. They're too big. Even a muumuu isn't going to cover this. I don't know what you would wear that would take away the shape of a size Z megadon breasts. Wait, I think a megadon is a dinosaur. My bad. Now, they also have a parent at one of the school board meetings. This parent is a transgender mother named Julia who said that what Miss Lemieux was wearing in class was absolutely not appropriate for school. This mother claims that, quote, it is fetish wear used in sex work and the drag industry or people in their own homes who enjoy it. It is certainly not something I would want my daughter to see. So now you have a transgender person saying that this is inappropriate. Well, but I leave it up to you listeners if you'd like to take a gander at this teacher and tell me what you think. Some of you have children in school as well. Would you feel comfortable if the teacher had this appearance? I'd love to hear from you. 646-450-2012. A man who calls himself Dolphin Dave is in trouble for harassing whales and dolphins in Hawaii. It's probably not his fault. He identifies as a dolphin. Clearly, it's Dolphin Dave. He's swimming with like species. I suppose if you were to ask him, he's from Maui, Hawaii. He refers to himself as Dolphin Dave. I'm going to guess he's a TikToker. Let's keep reading. He's accused of harassing humpback whales and dolphins in Hawaii. Over the weekend, the Department of Land and Natural Resources received an influx of complaint calls about a man who was pursuing a humpback whale on the Big Island. The suspect was identified as 65-year-old David Jimenez, who was allegedly seen snorkeling very close to a humpback whale in the Kealakekua Bay State Historical Park. I think I nailed that. Kealakekua. Well, maybe I could speak Hawaiian. The department shared a video on social media that appears to have been filmed underwater by Dolphin Dave himself. He's seen swimming close to the whale, reaching out, touching the fin, all for the gram. When the department's enforcement division arrived on the scene, Dolphin Dave was near a pack of dolphins. A responding officer recorded Dolphin Dave allegedly pursuing the pod of dolphins and leading a group to chase the animals. Well, he was trying to get away with his family. That's his family, those dolphins. He thinks he's a dolphin. Are we aware? He can identify as a dolphin, right, guys? I support his right to identify as a dolphin. I record in a closet, and at this moment, I identify as a shirt. A shirt on a hanger. That's what I'm identifying as. Pretty talented for a shirt, right? Bet you never heard a shirt talk before. All right, well, let's learn some more about the situation. Are these animals endangered? If they're endangered, you have to stay away. You can't get near humpback whales if they're in trouble. By the way, I don't know why you'd want to get next to a humpback whale. Aren't they the largest animals on the planet? I'd be frightened. Dolphin Dave don't give a damn, though. He snorkels with the whales. So on Facebook, he's Dolphin Dave. He shares dolphin-inspired art as well. All right. When asked about the incident, Dolphin Dave told the police, he's not going to stop swimming with whales and dolphins anytime soon because, quote, it's magical. And others do so much worse things. He's right. Dolphin Dave is absolutely right. People do much worse things than swim with them. And he's also right that it's probably magical. I don't know. Never swam with a humpback. I mean, as I alluded to earlier, I'd probably be frightened to do so. But swimming with the sea animals and the sea creatures might be magical. I can't really scuba dive, so I don't have any experience with that. Now, despite what Dave's said is his right to do this, apparently he is in violation. He was cited for violating two Hawaii administrative rules, in fact. Rule number one, there's a rule that protects endangered whale species, and another rule that prevents the harassment of wildlife in a state park. Dave is going to have to appear in court in May for this. But it seems to me like he doesn't have a leg to stand on. There's video footage of him, you know, getting really close, touching a whale, hanging out with the endangered dolphins. Several animals in Hawaii are protected, you should know, under the several federal and state laws. Under the National Marine Sanctuaries Act, humpback whales are protected, and other Hawaii state laws protected endangered, threatened, and indigenous species like other whales, seals, and many different types of dolphins are included. And that's a very important information to know for those of you who are currently identifying as a sea slug. You're not allowed to get close to some of this other wildlife. You might want to look at the list first before you go plop in the ocean and do your magical thing that you do.
Yay!
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
ISIS women are accused of turning teenage boys into a human stud farm. That's right, a stud farm. I'm not familiar with a stud farm. Let's learn a little bit about the weird world around us, including what's going on in ISIS, which sometimes I find alarming. A couple of boys have come forward to claim they were victims in a twisted plot run by ISIS women that forced at least 10 young teenage boys to impregnate dozens of ISIS women held in a detention center. The boys' names that came forward are Ahmet and Hamid. Their ages 13 and 14. Very, very young boys here. This is no bueno. They are claiming that they were forced to have sex with these ISIS women to impregnate them in the detention center. They approached a guard at the camp and asked if they could get them out of there because they were forced to have sex. The place is called Camp Al-Hol, H-O-L, no pun intended there. It is one of the detention centers housing approximately 8,000 foreign ISIS-affiliated women and children who surrendered or were captured as a result of the 2019 territorial defeat of the so-called Islamic State. Now, while some of these women in this detention center have nothing to do with ISIS, others continue in their violent dedication to the caliphate, insisting on carrying on ISIS's distorted Islamic dictates, punishing women who renounce ISIS, and working hard to indoctrinate children whose countries continue to refuse to repatriate them. Some of these ISIS diehard women have refused voluntary repatriation with their countries of origin, allowing them to also refuse repatriation for their children. Housing boys who reach puberty can be difficult in the camps, and some were being transferred to detention facilities elsewhere. Under a new policy, the boys will now be transferred to rehabilitation centers, which is a great idea because we want to keep them safe from these ISIS women. Now, ideally, I think it would be best to get these children out of the rehab centers and the detention centers as they were born into this situation. More than likely, they're not active ISIS members. They're 13, 14 years old. They've probably been in there for 2 or 3 years. Officials say the ISIS women in this particular camp, Al-Hol, told the teenagers they wanted to get pregnant to increase the population of the Islamic State, which they believe is going to be reinstated when fighters come and break them out of the camps. One camp guard said at least 10 boys at the center were involved, some only located and rescued when the SDF went into the camp and found them hidden by the women in underground tunnels. Wow, bizarre. They got a stud farm in an underground tunnel. The article says no one knows the exact number of pregnancies in the camps, but the intelligence who monitor this situation say there are many. These should not be possible, given that the ISIS women are held separately. Some pregnancies may have been the result of illicit relationships with the guards as well, despite safeguards in place to make sure that doesn't happen. But officials say the boys are clearly being exploited by these ISIS women. It says here, so far, the SDF, an autonomous administration of northeast Syria, has worked very hard to keep surrendered and captured ISIS-affiliated families together. But as these boys age into puberty and beyond, they have to take steps to protect them from sexual predation and abuse. They also hope to disrupt the gangs of violent boys who are organized by their pro-ISIS mothers to burn tents, harass women in the camps, and keep them from disrupting the efforts to de-radicalize the others. Well, you know, I can't speak as far as a real opinion on this. I'm very unfamiliar with all of the details. It just seems like the exploitation of kids is always a terrible thing. And in any situation where it's happening, you got to intervene. So, I mean, I'd imagine whatever can be done to stop these human stud farms in dirty tunnels in a detention center needs to happen. I can't imagine that kind of existence, being a young boy forced to impregnate ISIS women in a dirty tunnel under a prison. Horrible. I'm sorry I wasn't able to make this story very funny. There's nothing funny about it. It's just weird and sad. Good luck with your life, man.
Yay!
You can have some weird AF news. It's waiting for you. Girl, it's true. We love weird news. Can you guys name this band that I'm parodying? Parodying, is that a word? Yeah, that would be Guy. I suggest you look up Guy. I'm going to be seeing them live in about a month, along with some other old school R&B artists, such as New Edition. Oh, yeah, that's right. And my man, Keith Sweat. Oh, man, do you guys know Keith Sweat? Anybody know him? I want to be friends with Keith Sweat. Do you think Keith Sweat would get a cappuccino with me? Oh, man, my life would be complete if Keith Sweat would meet me for a cappuccino. I would lose my mind. Yeah. Okay, I was going to do a Keith Sweat impression. I'll save it for another episode. Let's give some thanks and some praise. First of all, I want to give thanks to Hannah. You guys are probably familiar with Hannah. She leaves messages. She calls the show quite often. She's very funny, very funny and sweet. And she sent me some hydration packs. So she wants to make sure I'm hydrated in the closet here. The little, you know, it's a flavored hydration drink mix that you mix with your water. Tastes delicious. Keeping me hydrated in the closet. Big shout out to Hannah. Thank you. If you guys would like to mail me a gift, just reach out. My email is funnyjones@gmail.com. Also, I got a new patron. Yeah, someone joined the Patreon. They're called Nun, N-O-N-E, Nun, because I assume they want to remain anonymous. So shout out to Nun. You know who you are, Nun. N-O-N-E, not N-U-N. Although I'd be excited if a nun joined the Patreon. Any nuns listen to the show? Probably not. This show has occasionally slightly offensive, so probably no nuns or clergy overall. But yeah, shout out to Nun. Thank you so much for supporting the show. I appreciate your generosity. And please enjoy the extra content that's inside the Patreon. Yeah, once you join the Patreon, you get to unlock a lot of extra weird AF content, such as my recent Ask Jonesy Anything video that I uploaded. And it's about 45 minutes of me answering questions from people in the Patreon. Some weird questions, some personal questions. And, you know, I'm not shy. So I just dove right in and just went buck wild. The video, one could argue, is a little too long because I shared too much. But, yeah, I don't know. You don't have to watch the whole thing. You can look for your question in there. But if you'd like to access those sorts of features, then I suggest you support the show by joining the Patreon. It's patreon.com/weirdafnews, or download the Patreon app on your smartphone and do a search for Weird AF News, or go to weirdafnews.com and click on the Patreon banner. That's another way to do it. Support the show. Tomorrow's Friday, so we're going to be doing all weird news from Florida for this week. So if you'd like to send me some Florida stories, you can send a link through the email I mentioned earlier, or you can drop it in my Instagram DM, at Funny Jones. You can also tag me on Twitter, at Funny Jones, in an article as well, if you'd like to send on anything. I appreciate it very much. We'll try and do the best we can with the Florida Friday story tomorrow, leading you in the weekend with some crazy Florida news. Most people seem to enjoy the Florida Friday episode. If you're just listening to the podcast for the first time, on Friday, I only do I only do weird news from Florida. So Florida Fridays, we call it. Please subscribe to the podcast and make yourself a loyal listener. I promise you won't regret it. Or, you know, maybe you will.